Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. It's Wednesday the 17th of April and we have got a rundown of all the fantastic events that are going on in and around the city of Oxford in the upcoming week. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And we're joined by a special guest as well, our editor.
Miranda Rose.
Brilliant. She's going to talk about us about something actually that's going to be happening a little bit further in the future, but it's something you want to get booked in your calendars now.
Great. Well, I wanted to tell you about Wood Festival, which is coming to Brazier's Park near Wallingford from the 17th to the 19th of May. They didn't do it last year, but they did it a couple of years before that, and it's just such a lovely little festival. The main thing about it really is that it's a great place for a new parent. So I've got quite a lot of my friends at the moment having babies and toddlers around, and they kind of think that whole side of their life, the whole festival going, gig going, sort of exciting part is over. But actually this is one festival where you can go, you can have a great time, you can chill out and relax, you know your kids are safe, and they can have a great time running about and doing all the various sort of child-friendly workshops and so on that are going on. It's a very, very tiny festival. I think they've got about 700 tickets, so it's worth getting in there early. The tickets are £75 for an adult for the weekend. Under 12s are all free. It's run on 100% renewable power, the whole festival, so it's very, very hippie. There are lots of beards, lots of local
in,
bands. Oh yeah, the
beards
very
are back.
Mm. Yeah, beards are back. Mm. Beards never left. In,
look
in
at
my
you.
House.
Yeah, you can't see me, listeners, but I am featuring. I think a beard would be a bit generous at the moment, but certainly
it's getting there.
It's a
yeah.
beard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I should go along. So tell us a bit more about the bands playing.
Well, they're mainly sort of quite fairly small local bands. Mm-hmm. It's not so much about the music as about the whole atmosphere, the ambience, and of course loads of sort of workshops and nice food and just sort of having quite a chilled out time. But there's the Oxford Ukuleles, which are always good for a laugh.
Yeah, they were the week chief, I think, the other week. Good fun.
And quite a bit of folk, Jackie Oates, Gold Rush. They're doing a recreation of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska with 10 bands performing it all at once.
Oh, wow.
Which is a bit bonkers, but it should be cool.
And loads of workshops as well.
Loads and loads of work. Everything from life drawing to head massage to tie-dyeing to learning how to play spoons. Cycle repair workshop is one of them.
So if you read, The Guardian, would this be...
It is quite a Guardian Readers Festival, to be fair. But yeah, it is... It's just got a really lovely atmosphere, basically.
Great.
The cars also, if you the fee for parking your car varies between £5 and £15 depending how many people you bring. So you pay less if you've got more people in your car. They're very committed to the whole eco festival thing. And toilets, the other great thing about it. They're the only nice festival toilets I've ever used.
Oh, now that does say something.
And they're composting toilets, and they're all sort of built out of wood, and they've got a nice view, and they're just they're so much less icky and smelly and horrible than normal festival toilets.
Wait, hang on, they've got a nice view, they're made of wood and they're compost based. You're sure you're not thinking of a wood or other sort of, you know, woody field here?
Well, it is all held in the woody field, but
great. Okay.
if you come along, I'll give you a personal guided tour of the toilets.
You charmer, you. Speaking of wood, there is an absolutely unusual, I'd say, comedy show on at the Didcot this week. It's Thinking Man's stand-up, Richard Herring, who brings his new tour to the Cornerstone Arts Centre, and the show is called Talking Cock. Herring calls it a vagina monologue with balls. So it's an exploration, celebration and meditation on masculinity in general, and penises in particular. Theoretically, there should also be jokes. So one reviewer said, Herring's cock is as funny and fascinating for women as it is for men. I only wish it could have been longer. So yeah, I somehow feel if you went along, there would be a lot of the groans, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
This is actually the second time he's toured with Talking Cock, which is now fleshed out by a series of rigorous surveys about what men and women think about penises. The new and improved show is naturally called Talking Cock: The Second Coming. Tomorrow night, Thursday the 18th at 8 p.m. in the Cornerstone Arts Centre, Didcot. Don't miss Richard Herring's cock. Please, something else.
Something in Chipping Norton. Over the weekend, it's the Chipping Norton Literary Festival. And if you missed the Oxford Literary Festival, don't worry, because there may be some of the people you missed just up the road, because the programme includes big draws such as Julian Fellowes of Downton Abbey, Lionel Shriver, Richard Dawkins, Jack Straw and Fern Britton. So some quite big names. Yeah. And there's also a lot of workshops such as how to use social media as a writer, how to self-publish, freelancing or writing for television. So it's good to be quite practical for aspiring authors as well as kind of inspirational and kind of interesting to hear. And there's an equally full programme for the children and young people, so it's really good if you want to go as a family. And all the events are quite reasonably priced, starting only about £5.
Great.
So something for everyone. And that's Thursday and Friday evening, and Saturday and Sunday all day, and it's in various venues in Chipping Norton, and they're all about 10-15 minutes away from each other. Okay. So if you're just in town, you might stumble upon something interesting.
In beautiful Chipping Norton on a scenic day out. I've never been to Chipping Norton, I'm not slagging it off. I genuinely have no idea.
David Cameron could be there.
Hey, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, or
some
Rebecca
celeb
Brooks.
Spotting.
Yeah.
That was celeb with an S. That's what you say.
Oh, I see. Sleb. Okay. Thanks. It's nice to know you just don't have bad diction. Let's move on to theatre. There is an absolutely stunning play on this Thursday at the Northwall Arts Centre. It's called The Trench, and it's set in the First World War. It's about a British miner who becomes trapped underground and enters a hallucinatory world created by live music, puppetry, and some just unbelievable, incredible scene setting. So I saw this at the Edinburgh Fringe last year, and it was a sellout show there. It genuinely is amazing. Like, I know that the combination of the First World War and puppetry doesn't... It's kind of like Birdsong meets Jim Henson.
Yeah, but... Warhorse.
I was thinking Labyrinth crossed with that thing about the man up the mountain. You know, he had to saw his own arm off.
Yeah, it in many ways it does have many new things. And Warhorse, yeah. I'd say the puppetry is not quite as realistic as Warhorse, or... but it is like Labyrinth in that it's kind of hallucinatory and fantastic and kind of sinister at the same time. So it's like the horrors of the First World War are represented by huge dragons made out of unexploded shells and demons wearing gas masks, and this guy has to go through a kind of...
Gas masks are scary.
Yeah, there is something very sinister about them, yeah. You know, in the Second World War, the US made Mickey Mouse-themed gas masks for children to make, you know, get them... fun, wear your gas mask, look like a kind of sinister Doctor Who monstified version of Mickey Mouse. I would say this show is kind of sinister, but it is also really gripping and thrilling, and it kind of really draws you in. And like I said, just the staging, because it's only done by a cast of four, and they, between them, are the guy who's trapped underground, all of the monsters he meets, some of the, you know, the trench that or the mine that he's pushing through, and also doing live music at the same time. It's insane. But yeah, that's on tomorrow night, Thursday the 18th, at the Northwall Arts Centre. Go along.
Fantastic. Well, I've got some more things happening this weekend. The city's being taken over by folk who like folk. It's the Oxford Folk Weekend. So there's a jam-packed programme of events. Lots of them are at the Old Fire Station and the Castle Quarter, but they're all around the city in different venues. Folky venues full of folk people.
This is my punishment for the Richard Herring penis jokes, isn't it?
There's a mix of performers. Some local talent includes James Bell, who runs the Troubadours and Trobriquets Night at the Isis Farmhouse Barn. There's the Oxford Fiddle Group or Magpie Lane, another Oxford band. And the recognisable bigger names might be Jackie Oates or the Radio 2 Folk Award winners Nancy Kerr and James Fagan.
Cool.
And as well as gigs, there is loads to get involved with. You can learn to play the harp, take part in a clog workshop, be reacquainted with Maypole dancing, I'm signing up for that, or you can discover Morris dancing just in time for May Day. Find your side, get ready, because it'll be in a fortnight. And if that doesn't take your fancy, there's also lots of Kayleys, which, speaking from experience, is a very good initiation into the love of folk. It's always a very welcoming atmosphere and good fun. And again, like the Chip Lit Fest, there's loads here for the kids too. There's drama workshops, a family Kayleigh, and special singing shows just for the little ones.
That sounds amazing. So where can people find listings for all this,
then? So there's the Oxford Folk Weekend website, and they're selling tickets on there, but also at the Arts at the Old Fire Station box office. You can go get your tickets. You can get tickets for individual events and also, I think, day passes, but some of those might already be sold out.
Oh, so move quickly, listeners.
Move quickly, but you probably won't be able to escape folk this weekend.
And who would want to?
Quite a hippie-themed show this week, isn't it? Okay, well, let's move on for theatre fans. There is something for you at the Oxford Playhouse. What a surprise! It's called Morris's Jubilee, and it's on this week until Saturday. It's a comedy about a love triangle between retired jeweller Morris, his wife Helena, and Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, who he once met and has ever since sort of carried a torch for, possibly also carried the crown jewels for her. There is a secret which Morris is promising to reveal upon his 90th birthday, and this is the sort of crux of the play. Julian Glover plays Morris. The play has been reviewed as a touching love story and a subtle comedy, so that's on from today until Saturday.
I've got something for next week. There's a gig in the Town Hall by the band Daughter, which is an indie folk trio touring their debut album at the moment, and they're also playing at Latitude Festival this summer.
Great.
Which is pretty cool. And they sound a bit like Lucy Rose or Ben Howard or Local Natives or The Staves, to give you a taste. And the Town Hall is just such a beautiful venue for this kind of music. And
it's,
I know,
huge,
they did,
isn't it?
It's gorgeous. And yeah. They had Stornoway in February, and kind of similar sort of atmosphere, I imagine, to this gig. And I think, I don't even really know the band, but just the idea of seeing something in the Town Hall and being able to be up on one of the balconies.
It's a really nice venue.
It's a lovely venue, yeah. And I think they're getting much better at bringing people in, because it makes such a difference from the O2, which I think is good for like a bit more bouncy, dancey music.
Absolutely.
But for something where you do want to just listen
bit
and
more relaxed,
soak
yeah.
all in, I think the Town Hall is a fantastic venue.
Amazing. Well, finally, I've got a great little local cinema thing that's going on. It's the BAFTA-nominated Iranian film I Am Nazreen, which is on at the Phoenix Picture House this Saturday at 3 p.m. It's been called the real-life Argo because this was filmed partially in Britain, but partially in Iran, where it was actually secretly, illegally filmed, and they had to smuggle the footage out of the country while pretending that the film crew were filming something else. Real-life Argo. You can ask the lead actor about it. He's called Shiraz Haq, and he is going to be at the Picture House on Saturday after the screening for a Q&A. So if you are interested in Iran or the lives of asylum seekers, which is the other angle of the film, pop along on Saturday at 3 p.m.
And that's at the Phoenix.
That's right. I think that's all this week, if that wasn't enough.
A very folky week.
If you want some more folk.
Yeah, if you do
there
want
there will
more,
be more.
Well, there will definitely be more in our next edition of the podcast coming out next Wednesday, because that is going to be our May morning special. And we're going to tell you exactly where to...
Get breakfast at all hours of the day and night.
Every
all
single
hours.
Hour. Yeah, seriously, you will not believe how early you can order a fry-up on May morning. You are going to... your mind's going to be blown.
Tune in next week. Keep your brain locked in till then.
Yeah, until then. I've been Alan Collinson.
I've been Anais Higgins.
And I've been Miranda Rose.
And you've been listening to Daily Info's podcast. Poxcast. A plague on your ears. You've been listening to Oxcast. You can follow Daily Info on Twitter if you would like more periodic updates. We are at Daily Info Oxford.
We're also on Facebook. If you search Daily Info Oxford, you can like our Facebook page, where we are also updating, but with longer sentences than you can put on Twitter.
Mm.
And as of yesterday, we finally have managed to install on our website a system which means that you can now add any individual event that takes your fancy to your Google Calendar or to any particular device that happens to use the iCal system. So just go to dailyinfo.co.uk/events and scroll through or search for anything that you're particularly into.
And
maybe
some
folk.
Yeah, that is of course where you will find listings for all of the events we've mentioned, plus many more, possibly folk related.
Thank you.
Bye bye.